Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter Number 9, Dhruva Maharaj Returns Home. Text 64. If you'd like to share the same screen, you can follow along. Modern technology. Vapyo Vaidurya Sopana.
Vapyo Vaidurya Sopana.
Padmotpala kumudvati
Padmotpala kumudvati
Amsakaranda kulair
Amsakaranda kulair
Jushtash chakra sarasai
Jushtash chakra sarasai
Vapyo vaidurya sopana
Vapyo vaidurya sopana
Padmotpala kumudvati
Padmotpala kumudvati
Hamsakaranda kulair
Hamsakaranda kulair
Jushtash chakrabha sarasai
Jushtash chakrabha sarasai
Vapyo vaidurya sopana
Vapyo vaidurya sopana
Padmotpala kumudvati
Padmotpala kumudvati
Hamsakaranda Kulair
Hamsakaranda kulair
Jushtash chakrava sarasai
Jushtash chakrava sarasai Vapyo vaidurya sopana
Vapyo vaidurya sopana
Padmotpala kumudvatahi
Padmotpala kumudvatahi
Hamsakaranda
vakulair
Jushtash
chakra vasarasai
Vapyo vaidurya sopana
Vapyo vaidurya sopana
Padmapala kamud vatahi
Padmapala kamud vati
Hamsa karandava kulayar
Hamsa karandava kulayar
Jushtash chakrava sarasai
Jushtash chakrava sarasai Vapya lakes. Vaidurya
Vaidurya
Emerald.
Emerald.
Sopana.
Sopana.
With staircases.
With staircases.
Padma.
Padma.
Lotuses.
Lotuses.
Utpala.
Utpala.
Blue lotuses.
Blue lotuses.
Kumudvati.
Kumudvati.
Full of lilies.
Full of lilies.
Hamsa.
Hamsa.
Swans.
Swans.
Karandava,
Karandava
and ducks,
and ducks.
Kulai,
Kulai
by flocks of,
by flocks of.
Jushtah,
Jushtah
inhabited,
inhabited.
Chakrava,
Chakrava
by chakravakas,
by chakravakas.
Geese, Sarasai,
Sarasai
and by cranes. Translation. There were emerald staircases which led to lakes full of variously colored lotus flowers and lilies, and swans, garndavas, chakravakas, cranes, and similar other valuable birds, which were visible in those lakes. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It appears that not only was the palace surrounded by compounds and gardens with varieties of trees, but there were small man-made lakes also, where the water was full of many colored lotus flowers and lilies. And to get down to the lakes, there were staircases made of valuable jewels, such as emeralds. By the beautifully positioned garden houses, there were many luxuriant birds, such as swans, chakravakas, garndavas, and cranes. These birds generally do not live in filthy places like crows do. The atmosphere of the city was very healthy and beautiful. It can simply be imagined from its description. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutade Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sabrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindha Dina Bandhu Jagadpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Vapyo Vaidurya Sopana Padmotpala Kumudvati Hamsa Karandavakulayar Jushtas Chakra Vasarasai. Maitreya Muni continues to describe to Vidura the characteristics of Maharaj Uttanapada's palace and his grounds around the palace. The pastime is that Dhruva Maharaj, after having achieved darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the forest, has now returned home. And he's being welcomed by Maharaj Uttanapada. So in this context, Maitreya Muni is describing the kind of reception which Dhruva's coming home to, a beautiful environment, which is just suitable to be passed down to Dhruva Maharaj. He will become the next king after Maharaj Uttanapada leaves for the forest. So we're treated to a highly sensually stimulating description of the palace grounds, of the birds, emerald staircases leading into man-made lakes full of multicolored lotuses, lilies. valuable trees. Just like there's sandalwood trees and aguru trees. In Hindi, aguru tree is known as agarwood. So these trees are extremely valuable, especially today because of their rarity. These are some of the gifts which Krishna gives to his devotees. Dhruva Maharaj has surrendered everything to Lord Vishnu. He came to Krishna consciousness, he came to it with a material motive, that he wanted a kingdom greater than his great-grandfather's, but now, being purified by the association with the Supreme Lord, he's only interested in devotional service. This is the standard progression that bhakti takes. We begin devotional service with some motives. I'm in distress. Does anyone know how those Sanskrit words go? The four kinds of people who come to Krishna consciousness. Artha. It's the English means that one is in distress, one is looking for money, one is inquisitive about just or curious about who are these devotees, what are they doing, and finally there's a very wise person who's interested in perfect knowledge of the absolute truth. So these are all motives which are based on me, except with the final case of a person who's simply interested in the absolute truth. And so such a person, Krishna says, is most dear to him. All of these are undoubtedly magnanimous souls, but of them, the one who is wise is, I consider to be, as dear as my own self, Krishna says. So the general process, though, is that we are interested in some kind of relief from suffering, artha. We're all miserable about something or other, too much stress, too much weight, not enough weight, too many marital issues, not enough marital issues. We're always suffering from one thing or the other. And in this way, we, after many births of such suffering, we come to a realization that I don't have to suffer like this. I'm not this body. I'm the spirit, soul, part and parcel of Krishna. Bahunam janmanamante gyanavan mam prapadyante. After many births of such knowledge, someone realizes Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurva. He realizes actually Krishna is everything. And such a great soul is very rare. Then, now how do we get from point A to point B? From the realization that I'm suffering to the realization that Krishna is everything. There's a science by which we can progress from that, from the stage of sincere seeking to finding of Krishna consciousness. And that's the process of sadhana bhakti. We have a little interest at first due to our miserable condition, and we see that other people have benefited and freed themselves from their suffering condition. They're not suffering. The devotees are not suffering like I am. The pure devotees appear to be completely blissful. So we get faith from seeing that. And then naturally we want to associate with those people. Sadhu Sangha. So first there's Shraddha, Adav Shraddha, faith. Then Sadhu Sangha, association with the devotees. By associating with the devotees, then we find what exactly are they doing. How is it that they've... we learn insider secrets about how to perform devotional service and get freed from the idea that I'm this body and all the miseries which come from misidentifying this my body as myself. We hear sometimes about high self-esteem, and that's very important. Imagine if someone said to you, You know, I'm just a bag of blood and pus, actually. That's what I am. That's some real low self-esteem, but that's what everyone is suffering from in this world. Everyone thinks I'm a bag of blood and pus. That's low self-esteem. So the spirit soul is actually full of all the same qualities that Krishna has. Eternity. He never has to die. He's happy. And he's full of knowledge. Krishna has unlimited knowledge. And we have complete knowledge according to our capacity. Krishna's capacity is infinite. Our capacity is infinitesimal. But we're both full as spirit souls. Like a big pot of water or a swimming pool will hold hundreds of gallons of water. And a teacup will hold so much water, one cup. But both can be said to be full. And in that sense, they're equal. Because they're both full of water. So we're all full of Krishna's energy. Mamai vamsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. The living entities are eternally my parcels. But due to conditioning, we're associated with this material world through the mode of passion since time immemorial. And that passion is a thorn pricking our heart. We're constantly pushed into the future looking for some happiness there. We're pulled into the past trying to remember the good old days. Or associating or identifying ourselves with past traumatic situations and becoming depressed. These thorns in our heart of passion and ignorance can be used to pluck them out. So just as I'm walking through the forest and I step on a thorn, I might find another thorn to pick that thorn out of my foot. In the same way, our own passionate and occasionally, even our own ignorant tendencies, but generally we try to stick with the passionate ones. Our own passionate tendencies can be used in devotional service. So someone like Dhruva Maharaj, he wanted a kingdom. And that desire propelled him to surrender to Krishna. In that way, he dovetailed his propensity to serve, to get free from it. Someone is an artist, someone's an accountant, someone's an engineer, and all of them are advised by Krishna, yat karoshi yat ashnasi, yat jahoshi dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat karushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, do it as an offering to me. We all have to eat something, so offer it to Krishna. Great souls and devotees purify themselves by offering food to me, Krishna says in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. But those who prepare food for sense gratification barely eat only sin. And what is the result of pleasing Krishna? He's known as Bhakta Vatsala. By pleasing Krishna, he wants to reciprocate. Yaya tamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. As you approach Krishna, he surrenders. As you surrender unto him, he reciprocates accordingly. And as Bhakta Vatsala, he surrenders to his devotees. It's like Mother Yashoda is tying up Damodar, and he's crying. He surrendered to Mother Yashoda. Sometimes the cowherd boys will wrestle, and if whoever loses has to give the other team a ride on the shoulders. Sometimes Krishna loses, So he has to carry Balaram around, or he has to carry all the other devotees around. This is surrender. And by yoga maya, no one even knows that he's God. He wants to surrender to his devotees, therefore he's glorified. His most special name is Bhaktivatsala. Now, it's in this world, Krishna demonstrates the same principle of Bhaktivatsala, maybe not by carrying us around, but by preserving what we have and carrying what we lack. He gave Dhruva Maharaj a kingdom on earth for 36,000 years, the kingdom of Maharaj Uttanapad, the grandson of Lord Brahma. And after this, he's going to rule this world with a great deal of fame, prestige, opulence, and everything just suitable to a perfect king. And afterward, he will go to Dhruvaloka, a planet greater than even Lord Brahma's planet. A planet which no one had ever ruled before, which is not annihilated at the time of universal cataclysm. These are some of the gifts that the Supreme Lord gives to his devotees. But even sweeter in this material world than the material opulence that the Lord blesses us with is the access to the spiritual world, which is in the heart of a devotee. A pure devotee is presently in Goloka Vrindavan, even when he's in this world. He's seeing Krishna everywhere. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yang Shama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. I offer my obeisances to that Supreme Lord Govinda, who is present in the heart of his pure devotees, who see him when their eyes are smeared with the salve of pure love, premanjana. They're always seeing that Shamsundar in their heart. Therefore, they're happy. They see Krishna all the time. If you see Krishna all the time, you're happy. And others also want to be happy. So they will come to you and ask, how can I be happy? I'm miserable. Then you share, chanting Hare Krishna, and following the four regulative principles. You give someone access to the knowledge by which they can uplift themselves, that they can make an educated decision about their own destiny in life. They don't have to follow the course chalked out by persons who are not actually their well-wishers, but who want to exploit them. They don't have to be victimized because they can take shelter of Krishna. This is the mercy that Srila Prabhupada has given to us. He's given us access to information by which we can divert, or by which we can dovetail into a spiritual culture instead of having to surrender to the materialistic culture. Spiritual culture is not a matter of mere activities, though. It's a state of heart. It's a state of mind. We may work a job. We may have a family. But that is not a statement of our consciousness. Our consciousness is our love of Krishna, or our love of sense gratification. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur worked as a magistrate, a deputy magistrate for the Raj government in Jagannath Puri, which was a very responsible position. He had was it 10 children or more? More than 10 children. Yeah, more than 10 children. I don't know anyone with 10 children. And yet, he was Acharya. So we're advised. 10 children? We're advised to offer whatever we do as a service to the Lord. And that's described by Krishna. Karmanyeva adhikaraste mapaleshu kadachit. You have a right to perform your prescribed duties, but mapaleshu kadachit, you don't get the result. You give that result to Krishna. And how can we give it to Krishna? Do we walk up to Goloka Vrindavan and hand Krishna our paycheck? Well, we're not qualified, but we are qualified to surrender to Krishna's devotees directly. And we can offer them whatever contribution is possible for us in a sustainable way. We have to take care of our needs, that's all right. But as Mahatma Gandhi said, there's enough facility in this world for everyone's need, but not enough facility for anyone's greed. So we have to we have to take care of our needs, but then beyond that, we should offer whatever we can to this Sankirtan mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then to the degree we do that, we will actually be happy. Okay, are there some questions or comments?
His goal was to obtain the kingdom. I would like to remember Krishna, and I would like to see Krishna and everything. But when the complexities unfold, I'm not able to remember. I'm able to remember when I chant, and probably when I'm with devotees, the temple. But when I go to the real world, it's sometimes really hard to remember this knowledge. Basically, everything is happening in such a way that we can remember Krishna. And, you know, there was a lecture that Maharaj Ramana Swami gave the other day. I was listening, and he was saying, if we are sincere and if we perform this service properly, then in any calamity, we should be able to see the hand of Krishna. But I'm not able to relate to that in most of these situations. So, how should I perceive these difficulties that arise and still see the hand of Krishna in every situation?
Okay, so the question is that when I'm in the temple, it's pretty easy to be Krishna conscious. But when I'm not in the temple and I'm performing my prescribed duties, then it's difficult for me to remember Krishna in that time. So what to do? Is that roughly the question?
How do I see the mercy of it? It is said that it's his mercy sometimes, and we need to see it.
Rupa Goswami gives three advices to those of us who are practicing Krishna consciousness. Utsaha nishchaya dharyat. He gives six, but these first three are there. Utsaha, be enthusiastic. Nishchaya, be patient. And Haryat, be determined. Hearing and chanting is Bhagavad Marg, and then following the regulative principles allows us to perform deity worship, which is the Pancharatrik Marg. You have to follow regulative principles to perform deity worship. And in both of these paths, we're doing it in the association of devotees. This is where patience really comes in. When associating with the devotees, we have to learn a lot of patience. Because if we try to follow an independent program, it may seem like we're going very fast. We're efficiently and effectively barreling on toward Goloka Vrindavan and leaving everybody else in our dust. Like a motorcyclist driving down the highway. They're going really fast. But the Sankirtan movement is like a caravan, which has old women, small children. It's going very slow, but everyone's chanting Hare Krishna together on the way. Sometimes you have to stop, and they have to get out and use the bathroom. And you're like, I don't have to stop, but you have to stop for them, right? We have to move together cooperatively in devotional service. One person is weak, but together we have numerical strength. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra, Koi Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. All perfection is available by associating with the devotees. It won't be possible otherwise. And the motorcyclist may be going fast, but if he breaks down, no one can help him. He's alone. But Vedic culture doesn't have insurance. There's no insurance company in Vedic culture. Insurance comes from the villagers. So in that caravan of devotional service, we support each other. That's the process. That's Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it's not Krishna. It may seem to be. I may seem to be very Krishna conscious. I'm chanting all the time. I'm following my regular principles very strictly. But if I'm not happy to see a Vaishnava, palena parichyate, judge a thing by its result, that's not Krishna consciousness. It's Krishna activities, but it's not Krishna consciousness. The consciousness of a devotee is Jivara Srupoi Krishna Nityadas, I'm eternally the servant of Krishna. And what does Krishna want? One who says he's my devotee is not my devotee. The one who's the devotee of my devotee is my real devotee. This is in the Adi Purana. Enthusiasm, patience, and confidence are forged in the heart by association with devotees. There are two kinds of association. There's Bapu and Vani. If we can at all possible spend physical time with the devotees, that's called Bapu. That's very good. Why? Because that Bapu association is centered on Krishna, Vani, on the instructions of Guru. That's association, not just sort of proximity. But so it's Vani centered, association centered on the instructions of the spiritual master, which is known as Vani. And in the worst case scenario, if there's no devotee association around physically, then at least you have that Vani. You always have that. Prabhupada writes this statement that the spiritual master lives eternally through his instructions, and his disciple lives with him. This is the power of Vani, which gives us enthusiasm, patience, confidence. Samsara davana lalita loka tranaya karunya gana ganapam praptasya kalyana gunar navasya vande guru shri charanavinda. The spiritual master is receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy, Krishna. And he's showering those benedictions on us. His Vani is giving us all Guna Navasya, it's giving us access to that ocean of good qualities. Navasya means ocean, and Guna means qualities. Kuntaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.